Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to Too Niche,
the show where we pick a topic and we haul it. I am Elizabeth.
I'm Lara.
And we are back in person for the first time in quite a minute.
I know, so it's been a while.
It's a joy.
Mm-hmm.
Back from tour. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a renewed sense of confidence. I needed the boost of doing some live shows. It's just so fun, and I love our show format that we're doing right now. And I think also singing for the first time since like middle school, which was when I lost my confidence with singing and like stopped singing. So a return to sing is a coup.
Wow.
It's an emotional
coup.
Proud
of you.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah, I talked about this when you weren't here, but I was so impressed by the live show. It was wonderful. So everyone knows how great it is.
Yeah.
Already.
I'm excited for everyone to experience it over like the next however long we tour.
A thrill.
Yeah.
Okay, so two things. One, we planned on recording this episode today, but I just got back from getting my face injected with Botox and like a light lip, so we opted for no recording, but that was going to be a thing. Maybe next week. And then two, today was going to be the day of the Madonna retrospective haul episode, in which we hauled some Madonna tunes. However, I was at the tour on Saturday night and I left thinking, I don't know if I'm in a place of Madonna
celebration. I have to say, Madge seems to really be dropping the ball on this tour, because I went to dinner with a group of gay men on Friday night and a woman, and they had all been to the show. And they all agreed that it was mid to bad.
Honestly, I have notes.
And they said that the audience wasn't even
the
fun.
Audience was in. Okay, I was in a VIP section.
Chic.
Nobody was up and dancing and singing except for me and my friend Ryan, who I was with, which was so lame.
It's weird. LA does this sometimes where they just are a weird audience.
But here are my things with the show. First of all, I love Madonna. I am a girl from Detroit who went to gay clubs, the same gay clubs Madonna went to when she was 15. I went to when I was 15. Like,
work.
We have like a deep connection, and she will always be my number one pop girly, mm-hmm. in terms of like what got me even caring. I think actually Madonna got me into the internet, because I was on like fan pages, web 1.0. So I have a deep affinity towards everything Madonna, and this isn't to discount her, an incredible trailblazing career that she's had. But coming from a place of having seen Renaissance, the movie, but I got a really good idea of like what that offering was, and then Taylor with that budget, like endless budget of a show, the Madonna budget was not there, first and foremost. Mm. So for me, I would have just pared it down so much more than like trying to work with what you have, because it just came off as low budget.
That is disappointing. And I'm also like, has she ever done a Vegas residency?
See, I thought an elite Vegas residency a la Adele would have been so cool.
Because you don't have to travel. I guess she's based out of New York, or I don't know where she's based, but
Lisbon.
It's better to just post up between LA and Vegas, and then you can put a lot of money into like the sets, like the Katy Perry Vegas show. Who wants to be in their 60s? Hauling around on the road?
There was a lot of like, I don't want to say anything about age because it's not about age.
I'm talking about age as a form of like, the older you get, and this is my experience, is like, I want an easier life.
Sure.
Like, I want to be relaxed and like do the easiest thing.
But a lot of the choreography was the dancers kind of like dragging her around, like moving her and like pulling her and then like kissing her. It was so, I was like,
they were worshiping their queen.
Okay. And then it started as sort of this like retrospective where like it's Bob the drag queen introducing, and he's like, we set the stage in New York City. It's 1980, whatever. Madonna has $35 in her pocket. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, maybe it's going to be the movie that we never got that she was doing with what's her face?
Julia Fox and Julia Garner.
Right. Which I give me that boot camp documentary is all I want. I crave that. But, and so they sort of, so she starts at like CBGB's with one of her first songs, and we're getting, I'm like, okay, so they're gonna be telling the story of this massive career through this 2-hour show, but then it stopped. They sort of stopped doing that halfway through. And I don't know if they picked it up again because I left before the end of the show because parking. Yeah. But the thing I loved was that her kids, David Banda, Mercy, and Esther, were all a huge part of the show. And these kids are truly talented.
I love her kids.
Her kids. Mercy played the piano, blew me away. She didn't even announce that it was Mercy until afterwards.
Nepo Baby's doing something right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And David Banda is a triple threat. I'm obsessed with him.
I'm proud of them.
Me too. And Esther is just like a powerhouse. So that actually was the best part, seeing her kids involved. And I mean, I loved the catalog, the set list. I would have done something different. But the best part besides her kids was her just standing there like telling a story to the audience. If it were me and I was producing the show, it would be super pared down, Madonna talking to the audience, telling stories and doing her music and not having to do these, you know, there's like that whole ball culture scene, which was basically the entire Beyoncé Renaissance tour.
Yeah.
It's like that compare. I mean, they both were highly influenced by ball culture, obviously Vogue and that whole single and that whole era for Madonna. But it's like,
it's filler.
The comparison, it just didn't land. And then we had like Alexi Demi was the celebrity guest. And I also was like,
I like that.
You know, I'm not a Euphoria person. So
I know, as a Euphoria head, I would have really appreciated
I saw
that.
The Weeknd there.
I was thinking about the Idol just earlier today.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. It left something to be desired. It's tough to leave seeing one of your faves and being like, I have a lot of notes. That's not the best, but it was amazing. Oh, the another cool part that I liked was she had this one dancer with like this weird mask on that was supposed to like represent her and kind of brought us through her different eras a little bit, but they didn't do it all the way. Like if they're going to do it, they needed to
commit to it.
But the best part is they have this representation of her on the bed from the Blonde Ambition tour when she got arrested for masturbating, that was in the Truth or Dare movie, and then she masturbates Madonna.
Starts like fingering her too.
Mm-hmm. Or dance fingering, whatever the expression of that would be, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah,
that was my favorite part.
I love that
there was a lot of like triple kisses happening. Which I was like, okay.
Madonna said, I just want to fuck on stage. And everyone said, all right.
Yeah, people were into it. So that's my Madonna review.
Did she go on late?
She went on at like 10. I also think it's a huge power play to do the late show. She's like, it's a psychological thing. Like, I am still here. I'm going to come on whenever I want. It's going to be late. I've also heard that she's highly nocturnal.
10 p.m. start time is truly, I'm out. Like, I can't.
I started caffeinating at 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's what one would have to do.
And for anybody who's still going, I would say the best thing was the street merch.
Ooh.
The parking lot merch was
that
so
would be a place
strong.
Where the parking lot merch would be great. Because that's what you want, is like a vintage Madonna
so
merch
good.
Feel.
It's like bad, but like so good because okay. There's so much good Madonna imagery. Mm-hmm. I got an amazing long sleeve that I'm really proud of.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a huge
that I bought on the street
accomplishment.
Yeah. So that's
that's great.
That was the Madonna.
I need to start making some merch to sell. I'm going to go see Dead & Co at the Sphere for my 40th But maybe I need to get like a street merch hustle going.
You could do street merch and nitrous.
Nitrous, there's like a whole nitrous mafia situation. So I don't want to mess with their business. And I also like don't, when it comes to like drug dealing, I'm a pussy about that.
Fair.
I like just don't want to mess with it. But
tie-dye
shirts is a whole other story.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Okay. I'm going to think on that.
Yeah. I mean, the street merch game is.
And lot merch, I rarely see. The only other people in the game are like online ceramics, but my lot merch would be different from their lot merch.
Yeah. And isn't theirs pricey?
Theirs is pricey. Yeah. I'm talking about
you're ready to be competitive.
I'm ready to be like in the $40 price range with like one great offering of a shirt.
My long sleeve was $20.
I love that. I wonder how much it costs to print them. Is it one color screen printed?
No, multiple colors.
Many colors.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a picture of it. It's good. It says Madonna on both the sleeves and front and back. It's a four placement print.
Screen print or like direct to whatever the printing is that's not screen printing?
Couldn't tell.
Interesting.
But it's
very interesting.
Okay. Real good.
Much to learn.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about, but.
So we're not doing a Madonna. We're not doing a Madonna.
We're not.
If you want that, go see her.
But
If
actually I would be open to doing it, I just need a little bit of space. It's just like too fresh and I was left a little undazzled. But what I do want to know is how, if there were to be a Madonna haul, how would the Nishtas like it done? Because there's a lot of different routes. Is it deep cuts? Is it slow songs? Is it one song per album? Is it one particular album? Is it the Celebration Tour set list? Is it singles? Is it, you know, there's a lot. I also was overwhelmed.
Yeah. I feel like it's just like favorite Madonna songs or like iconic Madonna songs.
Okay.
Or Madonna eras.
Yeah.
It sucks because everyone, like, if I were her and then I saw Taylor Swift doing an Eras tour, I would have been like, why didn't I think of that? Because she has, like, Taylor Swift's eras are not as, like, looks defined as Madonna's eras have been.
Totally.
Like, Madonna is a true shapeshifter.
Yeah, she had to be.
Many different eras.
She had to keep everyone paying attention.
Yeah. And so, and then if I saw Beyonce's, I would be like, well, why didn't I think of that? Because that's also, like, ball culture and whatever is my like thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm sorry, mama, you gotta get creative.
Also, the costumes were not good. There was this one like red nightie she had on and I was like, really? What is happening?
I'm worried for Nana.
Sunset. It was
She needs to like make friends with Gwyneth again.
Or Sandra. She's still talking to Sandra? I miss that friendship.
I know, me too. She needs like a reconnect with the girlies
tour. Do you have a favorite Madonna era?
Probably Ray of Light, just because that was very in my formative years. Yeah. And I remember all the looks from that. And I loved the Tom Ford for Gucci, like looks that she wore to the VMAs.
Also, fun fact, do you know how old Madonna was when she came out with her Ray of Light era?
How old?
39.
Oh, I like
which
that.
Which is making me excited about my birthday next month. I'm about, you're in your Ray of Light era. I'm about to see with the singing. There you go.
There we go.
I think, I'm a Ray of Light, but then Confessions on the dance floor really took me to a place.
Was that with music?
No, that's the music album.
Oh, okay.
Confessions is like Hung Up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the lead single. See, I have a lot of info up here in my little brain to talk about, but I'm cooling off for
That's
a sec.
Fair. Sometimes you need to cool off.
But this leads us to today's haul. Something that I've had to cool off for a minute is that of any Kardashian talk. But I saw an interesting TikTok by way of Reddit that I sent to you, and I said, this feels like a haul.
Indeed it does. So today we are hauling the apps on Kim Kardashian's phone home screen.
And also just apps.
And also just phone apps.
So Kim like didn't have her phone locked or something, and so somebody got a photo of her home screen on her phone. And then somebody took the time to decipher what the apps on Kim's phone were and then made a TikTok about it.
And honestly, it's making me want to group my apps in the same way that Kim groups her apps.
And how is that?
Well, just like each row, like just have the corresponding rows.
Okay.
That she did.
Okay. So should we play the TikTok or should we say them?
We can play the TikTok and then we'll go through them.
Okay, perfect. And then I want us to share some of our own beloved apps.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the TikTok that exposes Kim's phone apps.
Everyone is talking about what happened to Kim Kardashian's fingers, but nobody is talking about the fact that she left her phone unlocked. As a retired sleuth, I went through and I found all of the apps on her phone, so you didn't have to. This is page one. This is the home screen, and I did it by row, so it's like groups of four. Got Messenger, Photos, Camera, and Settings. In row two, Notes, Calendar, Clock, Contacts. Row three, FaceTime, grouped apps. I couldn't tell what those were. TMZ and Daily Mail. Row four, we've got the App Store, Facetune, which is like the photo editing app. Duh, we all knew that. X, Instagram, Shopify, WhatsApp, FaceApp, which is like this app that girls use that literally transforms your entire face. I think it looks so bizarre. Snow app, which I looked up, and this is like an AI editing app that you can like add makeup. Last row, she has TikTok, Signal, which I also looked up because I had no idea what it was. It's a private messaging app, so obviously that's where she sends the photos that she needs to disappear. Pinterest and Aura. Aura is the Aura ring app. This is probably the only piece of jewelry that Kim K and I share. It tracks your sleep. She's a sleep hygiene queen. Page two of her phone, it looks like she swiped at the very end, so we got like a quick look. It was very hard to decipher, so I'll just show you what I got, and if you know what any of the other ones are, let me know. I'm pretty sure it was Reddit, definitely YouTube, potentially SoundCloud, and definitely Tesla, which makes sense because she has a Cybertruck. Her dock is just like the basics. You're welcome.
Great.
What stood out to me most is, I guess, Kim having TMZ and Daily Mail on the home screen. Why wouldn't she, I guess? Because right. She's heavily been, featured on both.
She's been TMZ and Daily Mail since day one.
Yeah. So it's just like I'm trying to distance myself from the Daily Mail, but Kim is trying to get closer. Like right. My Daily Mail is buried within a grouped app. Like, so it can't be like a go-to experience.
Smart.
Also, I find their phone app to be C minus at best.
I've never used the app. That's my truth.
If you're going to go app Daily Mail, which I do recommend you do, I think the best use of it is on an iPad.
See, now that I'm full-time Reddit, I don't Daily Mail.
Yeah. So on the iPad, my favorite way to go through the Daily Mail is to click on the story, but I don't read the stories anymore. I just go through the photos. And an iPad, you can click and then they're big, large format, and then you can just swipe and then get all the info you need. But if you try and do that on the phone, it will it has all these baked in ads that you can't skip. So it will give you like a 2 minute long Waterloo ad while you're like trying to scroll. And then I just leave the app because I'm like, you're not getting any more of my precious time.
I think the inclusion of Signal, that is the one that piqued my interest.
That's probably with all work related stuff or copyright related.
I in my mind, that's how she communicates with Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah. High profile people. Maybe even like she communicates with Kanye on Signal.
I could see him Signal only.
Mm-hmm.
That feels right.
Lawyers on Signal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what's
that about? Do you want to start texting on Signal?
Not no.
I feel like that would be cool for us.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should just switch everyone over to, in my life, be like a Signal girly only. No, you're not going to track me.
Just send a group message to everybody, like from this point moving forward, it's Signal only.
But like, if you want me to text you back, it has to be Signal, and I promise to respond quickly, but Signal only. Anything else, you'll never know.
Okay.
Much to think about.
Yeah.
I like that she has the Shopify app, because I was like, that's a business girly. And I was like, note to self, I need to get the Shopify app on my phone because I'm trying to really step up the merch game this year.
What's the snow app?
Let's look into that, because I was like, the snow face app and snow app. Do you use any photo editing apps?
Oh yeah.
Really?
I will share, but I wanna cover Kim's first. Okay. And then I think we should get into what works for us.
I'm also like, is this like a psyop where she just happened to leave it on and it's actually like Snow App is paying for her to have their thing?
That would be incredibly smart, and I would tip my hat if that was actually happening. But I don't think that even the Kardashians are that savvy. Did you see the Skims Oscar commercial?
No.
It was good.
Snow app is like you can put makeup on yourself, I guess. You can create your own filters. So maybe this is what she does when she films videos like with North or something like that.
Right.
Because it's not like...
The only photo app I use is like just gives like a vintagey effect to like different camera effects. I also my favorite was that she had Reddit on her phone. That felt like too niche effect to me.
Mm-hmm. Reddit is going public soon.
Too niche effect.
Perhaps we need to get some stock.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I would think too. That's where things are moving.
I think it's supposed to start out at like 30 to 34 per share, which okay. seems like intriguing.
Did you read that expose on the valuation about Soho House?
Mm-mm.
That they've never made a dime and they might go unpublic.
Wait, unpublic?
Like they're on the stock market now.
Oh, they're on the stock exchange and they might take themselves off?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, they've never made $1.
Probably a lot of overhead to run like a private club.
A lot of expansion. But I think what this article pointed out is that their business model, which is selling exclusivity, actually doesn't behoove them in terms of making money. So they're in conflict, and therefore,
yeah, because if you have a cap on how many people are allowed to use your product, you're cutting yourself off at the knees. Right. Interesting.
I thought that was interesting.
Poshmark went public and then went private again.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They went public and their stock just tanked and like traded really low and then kind of faltered for a bit. And then they got bought by a different company and went off. But I was like, damn, I should have bought it. There was a point in time where I was like, it's probably a good time to buy it like right now when it really bottomed out because it climbed a little from that. And I wish I had done it.
Are you a stock market person?
No, but I'm trying to be more of one because I realized that the way that I shop, I should just take money that I spend on clothes and dumb bullshit and actually just like put it into the stock market.
Yeah.
And like figure out how to like do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard because I find it to be really boring. Whenever I try and like read about it, I'm like, what?
It is snooze. Like,
it's a real snooze fest. So I need like...
And also like if somebody explained it to me now, I'd be like, is this a grift? But it's not, you know?
But it's like gambling.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I don't know anything about options trading, but I know that you can like put in a bunch of things and then you are essentially betting on whether a stock is going to go up or down and you have money assigned and then you can stand to make or lose a lot of money depending on like what your bet is. But mm-hmm. I'm like trying to figure out what that means and it's like feels very hard.
I have someone you can talk to about
this. It feels really misogynistic and I'm like, why can't we make this as fun as like Sephora or the Daily Mail? Like,
get the tweens in here.
It can't be that hard if many people do work in finance. It's not hard. I think you can be an idiot but still be successful in finance.
They purposely make it confusing so it feels
like they're trying to make it like that to really turn women in specific off.
Yeah.
So I need like a sexy man or woman or like a hilarious gay to tell me about the stock market in a way that I can understand.
That's good. I like that. That's a good way in. Mm-hmm. Always A hilarious gay is always the way in, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what other apps on here caught your eye and made you go, hmm?
Pinterest. I love that she's a Pinterest girly.
That was my other one that I thought, cool.
SoundCloud? I was like, huh.
Maybe for Northwest's tracks.
Yeah. Those were really it. The snow app. I'm glad to see like how many, that there's multiple apps involved in photo editing for her.
Well, I think it's obvious, but it's nice to have the data to back it up.
Yeah.
Right? I do want to talk about Northwest though really quick, because you and I have had a long time obsession with her TikToks. We both know that she's a star.
She's the goat of TikTok. She's ahead of her time, and what she's doing is truly art.
She's a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
But she has an album coming out, allegedly, called Elementary School Dropout. I don't like the title. I know what it's doing, but I don't like the title.
I don't think that she should have a music career right now. I've never been wowed by her musical offerings, of which she, I think, has had maybe two. She came out for that Yeezy fashion show mm-hmm. 1 year, and that was a little bit mid. And then she came out, she was on a Kanye track.
How did that one go? It was so funny. She was like screaming into the phone or into the mic in a way that was fun. But I guess they didn't. Okay, so then this is her.
And then she's on Vultures.
Right, so this is the Vulture.
I'm not wowed by it.
No.
Maybe she'll grow into her voice or style, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know
if this is the right
medium.
Exactly.
She, to me, is like, you can't put her in a box, and this feels like it's boxing her in.
I really wanted her to be exploring her special effects makeup, and I hope that this doesn't get in the way of that.
I like that, and I like what she's able to do on TikTok, because I do think it's like avant-garde, and I don't feel like she expresses that same creativity in the medium of rap.
Right.
But maybe I'm going to be wrong, and I will be blown away, and I would be happy if that is the case.
I mean, her dad is a great producer, so I don't think it's going to be bad. I'm just like, granted, she has such a recognizable name, and she's out there regardless of if she wants to be or not. Like, that choice was taken from her upon birth. But I feel a little bit like I don't want that forced on us.
It's kind of like when Blue Ivy came out during Renaissance Tour, and you were like, you're fine.
I love Blue Ivy.
I love her too, but I'm like, you have such huge shoes to fill. It's not fair to you to like put yourself in this situation.
Right. But luckily for North, the filling of the shoes isn't that big at the moment.
I know, but then it makes it sadder when she's bad.
Right. I just feel like Kanye's lost his shine, even though his single's doing well, but Kanye's lost his shine, so that's sort of like out of the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Kim, you know, Kim is very much like paved her own path. And so the path has just led to North just like being at the forefront, and she can kind of do whatever she wants. But I just still think it's weird. Also, we're talking about an 11-year-old, and that feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
We're also talking about someone's home screen on their phone app. So
I know, it's all weird.
It's all weird.
At this point, it's gotten weird. The train has left the station when it comes to weirdness.
So true. But I'm curious. Okay, so now let's get into the brass tacks of it all. In what are your favorite phone apps in this current present day Q1 2024?
In Q1 2024, the apps that I use a lot are Spotify, TikTok. the Gmail app, the weather app.
Classics.
I have Poshmark on my phone. I use that a lot when I have like new stuff to post. Reddit, Duolingo, New York Times games.
You a queen bee?
That frustrates me. Who has the time?
My mom.
I'm connections, Wordle, and sometimes a mini crossword.
Okay.
But not every day. I like dip in and out.
Okay.
But I'm on a text chain called Crossword Crew that is like everyone sends their games. Nice. Like stats.
Yeah.
So it encourages me to play. Duolingo. I've like fallen off with Duolingo. I feel like I need to wipe all my scores then just start over.
What were you learning?
Italian. And I got pretty far, but then Duo changed their whole structure. So I want to now just start over from scratch and go through their thing. I have a vocabulary app that shows up on my home screen just to give me a new word of the day.
Oh, that's nice. What's the word today?
Unequivocal.
Okay.
Which means absolute or certain. I'm trying to see what else. Oh, Aura Ring. I use that app every day. Yeah. Kim and I are the same in that way.
I do want to get an Aura Ring. I'm really intrigued.
It's time. It's so good to know all your stats.
Yeah.
It's fun to like biohack and look at your sleep score and like know about your heart rate.
Important.
I'm trying to see what else. The Chani app, I use that.
Oh, are you a paid member?
I'm a paid member.
Okay.
She's pricey, but
she is. So Chani Nicholas, and she's I think a much discussed fave astrologer here in two niche land. I listen to her podcast every week.
Yeah, I listen to it. She has a personalized week ahead for your specific horoscope sign.
Yeah.
So I'll listen to that and then I will like read. It's not a daily thing for me, but I check in on it a lot. Coinbase and Robinhood. Now that crypto.
Really?
Yeah, but I need to check it more. I just put like some money into crypto like a few years ago. Not a lot by any means. Like actually kind of a non-starter sum. But then I got scared because it was like when it went really high and then went low again. And then I was like, ooh, and didn't check it. But now it's rallying. So I was like, fuck, I should have been just putting money in every month. That's the thing is I think I'm like a long-term investor type.
Yeah.
Where if it's like this amount of money every month goes in and I never look at it. And then just trust that in like 30 years, I'm going
to be
really
happy. That's the way
to
do it. That's why these like gamify app things I take pods with.
If I knew what I was doing and felt confident like in how to do like any sort of day trading, but I have no idea what I'm doing. And it actually, I don't like gambling. Like it doesn't give me a thrill. It actually stresses me out and scares me. So I think it just has to be like consistent.
I just learned how to play poker. This past weekend, and I'm not bad at it. I came in second.
That's nice.
It was great.
Yeah. Poker's fun.
Poker's fun. I didn't think I would like it. I didn't think I would be able to comprehend it. Turns out, not that hard.
It actually is easier than blackjack, I feel like, because blackjack requires some quick math, like additions on the fly, and I just like can't be doing that.
I'm hardcore into Dutch Blitz.
What's that?
So I need that to get to Vegas. Dutch Blitz is a card game that's like, I would say if Uno and Solitaire combined themselves.
Okay.
And it's really fun.
You gamble on it?
No, but if you could, I would.
You would do it.
Do it.
I love that.
Definitely. It just keeps the brain working really well.
I download new apps all the time and then I don't use them. So then I have a whole page that's just like color coordinated groupings of apps. And then I'll try and go through every once in a while and delete a bunch. But recently I saw one that was advertised to me on TikTok called Dub AI, and you can take videos and then put them into the AI translates them into different languages.
Oh.
So I was like, do I need to take SUP International?
Yes.
And do like have it translated into like Spanish and Italian, French, Arabic.
It'd be a worthy exercise.
Yeah.
Just to see.
See how far it
I'm
takes.
Interested in that.
I know, but I think it's a pay. Like, there's no free trial. Like, it's right. just a pay. So I was like, I don't want to pay and then see. But now I might go back.
I almost did this, but I didn't. Have you seen how you can do those, like, AI, like, professional, like, LinkedIn headshot type things?
Yeah. I want to do one of those.
I need uploaded to do that. All the photos, but then it... They were like, you have to buy the package first. And then I aborted cart.
You peaced out?
Yeah.
Fair.
They need to let you at least get a sample to see what you're paying for mm-hmm. yourself.
Like, you could watermark. They could just watermark
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I have all the shopping apps like Net-a-Porter, Matches, End Clothing. I think, does My Teresa have an app?
They do.
I probably have that.
The big drama this week on our text thread was that Matches is one article. I saw conflicting reports, one that Matches is done, mm-hmm. and then one that it's for sale.
Interesting. Well, the thing I've always loved about Matches is that their prices tend to be lower than everyone else's. So it used to be a great place to get like Trudon candles because they were 20% less than every other place. So I was like, when they get news that they're going out of business, it's like, well, yeah, babe, like you charge below market suggested retail price. Yeah, how do you think you're going to make a profit?
They had a 70.9% loss.
That's
in 2023. 2022 is
39.8.
Damn. 2020 was a good year for them. They only had a 5.9.
Yeah, because 2020, everyone just put shopping. Stuff on sale and people shopped.
Yeah.
Who's their CEO? That's a you're fired situation.
It's not good, but the Matches app was one of my favorite apps.
Yeah, I like their app.
I don't know. It's just, I've had some moments where I've been questioning their buyer, but... Ultimately, I love their customer service. I love the boxes that when you order stuff that they come in. They're great for storage. They're really beautiful. It just felt like a boutique experience, but like a bigger online retailer. And mm-hmm. I really loved that. And it made me sad when I saw that. And then I was like, it's a peasant era. That's what this is. This is an indicator.
But let's hope that there's like a going out of business sale.
That's what I have $200 credit, so I'm waiting.
Time to use it.
Well, yes, but then I'm like, where is everything going to go on sale? Everything's 20% off right now if you use a code.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to keep their in-house line, Ray, because I like...
It's so good.
The Ray stuff. Although I do think it's overpriced for what it is.
But their sweatshirts and their sweatpants are really, really, really good.
Yeah, I've been intrigued by those.
But I also truly... There's nothing good to buy right now. Nothing to me is worth the price mm-hmm. anywhere. Like everything is so jacked up and inflated and not worth it. And I've bought one thing this whole year, fashion wise, and that's it. I'm proud of myself.
I love that for you.
I bought these jeans.
They're good jeans.
And I wear them all the time.
I'm in a vintage denim only phase.
Okay.
Except I actually did buy a pair of jeans that weren't vintage in Austin.
What kind?
It's this brand Imogene and Willie, and they have a brick and mortar store in Austin. I bought a pair of cowboy boots, and the girl at the cowboy boot store said, you need to go to this store because they have the jeans. And I was like, okay, I'm going. And then I tried on their jean called like the Isabel, which is like a high rise straight leg, like super high rise, but a straight leg, elongating. They fit amazingly, good quality denim. I was like, I will be ordering.
Is this
more
a national brand?
I think they have. I mean, they're big Instagram.
Okay,
so I think you could go online and new buy them me. Online. But I was impressed, and they have lots of different denim types,
mm-hmm.
cuts, and colors.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they're fairly reasonable in terms of like designer denim. I think it was like $200 for a pair of jeans, which is like pretty good.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I love that. Oh, American Airlines app. I use that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Daily Mail. Have that. Zillow Rentals. I am always looking on Zillow Rentals. And if I end up in a city that I like Austin, I'm then going to look at just Zillow proper to see what the housing prices are like.
See anything good?
Yeah. Austin's really expensive. Like the housing prices are kind of like LA-ish, but then there are, I think, more areas or little pockets that still have like six-figure houses that don't tip into like the millions that you're like, oh, there's like a possibility that I could save enough for like a down payment,
right,
and like put, like buy a house in this
city. It's always
city.
I mean, it's better to have the possibility than it being just a non-starter like it is here currently.
Yeah, like I found like a very cute house that was not in like in the city, but a little bit outside of it, that was had a whole yard, like I think it was part of like a duplex building, but it was like very cottagey but like vibey for $345,000 for like a 780 square foot like pied-à-terre. I was like, do we buy this now?
Maybe.
But yeah, so I like to just look at real estate prices. Anywhere I am, I like to look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always looking in Michigan.
Just to see.
Just to know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have an idea.
I'm trying to think what else. I recently learned about Zelle. I really resisted Zelle forever.
Do you have an app for it?
They have an app.
Oh.
But I just was always like, Zelle? Like, who even uses that? But turns out a lot of people do.
Yep.
Yeah. It's popular for a reason. AMC app, I use that begrudgingly every once in a while. Oh, Patreon, of course. Gotta check in.
Yeah.
The commenters, now it's like part of my routine. Life. To
what
check
are your
all the
thoughts
Patreon
on a too niche Patreon?
Anything is possible in the year of our Lord 2024.
That was a very democratic answer.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. We've had a few messages about that. Questioning desires. Yeah.
Want to know.
Yeah. And I don't know. I've never really done Patreon, so it's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah. I have Postmates, obviously use that. Sephora. Oh, Vogue Runway. I subscribe to Vogue.
Is that basically what style.com used to be?
Mm-hmm.
May she rest.
I know. Vogue Runway I have so that I can just look at all the fashion shows.
Yeah.
I think that's the main ones. YouTube, obviously. Pinterest. YouTube Studio for uploading stuff. I love going on Etsy, searching for a specific item, and then just like favoriting everything. Mm-hmm. Like if I see something on like in a fashion show that is like, oh, you could get like a vintage version of that, then I'll go to Etsy, search for that, and then just find all the vintage versions. And then
smart.
Just nice to have. And then I check the favorites list a lot just to see what's happening.
I've been looking for wooden dog bowl holders on Etsy.
Ooh. Find anything good?
It's okay. They're kind of pricey. They're handmade. It's an investment.
Oh my God. I saw the cutest /chicest dog bowls when I was in Austin that were like, we went in this store, but it was also like a little show home kind of.
Okay.
So it was decorated, but then also had wares that you could buy. And it was like a hammered copper dog bowls that were incredibly chic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to
see. I was like,
oh,
I need that for like a water bowl would be perfect.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I have to feed Tony out of a trough because he's like a little smush face. But he can drink water out of a bowl. My cute.
I have a few apps that I would like to point out.
Yeah.
Beyond the classics.
Please do.
My number one, which isn't on my phone. My truth is that I have a iPhone 12 mini because I thought that getting a small as possible phone would dissuade me away from scrolling, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
But I do use my iPad quite often for things because my screen is quite tiny. So a big one on my iPad is the Libby app, obviously, mm-hmm. which is a free library app that you link to your local library, and then you can get digital versions of books, audiobooks, and magazines. And it is my number one fave for eternity. A new one that I downloaded off of a targeted Instagram ad was Impulse, which is a bunch of brain games.
Oh, I love that.
And I've been heavily into that lately. It's been great. Turns out I'm great at brain games, but I think they do that on purpose.
Like to make you feel...
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're doing them more often, you start to get better at them.
Oh, I was great right off the bat. And that's what I think. That's how they hook you to then subscribe. They're like, oh, you're doing amazing. You're in the top 2 percentile. Keep going. It's like, you're right. I must. So I'm really into this. They've got a lot of options and I'm still on my free trial. So TBD.
What kind do you like?
There's this one that where you candy sort. It is beyond. It's so much fun. You basically, it's giving me an ad. It's all these different vials and there's these different colors of candies and then you sort them into the vials. Okay. And I'm on like level 40.
Is it challenging or is it just kind of something to do?
A little bit of both. It does have a bit of a challenge to it. You do have to have some strategy involved.
Have you ever played Bejeweled?
No.
That's like my go-to game that if I'm like on an airplane and I need to kill some time, mm-hmm. I'll just play Bejeweled for like an hour or two.
My big airplane one is Word Charm.
Hmm.
And that one, it's this sort of setup.
Like a Scrabble?
Looks like a Scrabble setup. And then you pull the amount of as many words as possible from the given letters.
Got it.
That's airplane all day long.
So it's kind of like spelling Queen Bee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A huge app that I love that when I do my yard sales, they should give us percentage because we recommend it to everybody that comes through for bigger ticket items. The Lug app. I don't know how many states it's in at the moment, but it's basically Uber for movers. So let's say a friend of mine had a piece of outdoor furniture that she didn't want and she's like, you can have it. It was in the box, but it was a really cumbersome box. She's like, if you can have like get it out of my house, then it's yours. So I had Lug. I put in the address of the pickup, the address of the drop off, and the dimensions of what it was, et cetera, et cetera. Two men came and picked it up and brought it to my house. And they do this for all types of furniture. It is a godsend. It's so smart. I have no idea how, you know, they're doing. I don't even know if it's just in LA or what, but it's an amazing service. It's genius.
I think
all in, it was like $100, including the tip and everything.
Yeah, I used it for a piece of furniture I bought that was like a heavy kind of credenza type of thing in Pasadena. And I needed to like get it over here. And it could not have been an easier thing to use and arrange.
Yeah, it's really good if you're like Facebook marketplacing or whatever the case may be. It always takes, I'm always like, do I need to rent a U-Haul? How do I do this? I don't want to do that.
I don't want to touch anything exactly. Or drive anywhere. I'd rather pay to like have someone else figure it
out. Yeah, so it's basically on-demand movers.
L-U-G-G.
It's the best. My photo app that I use is called DazCam or Daz Camera, D-A-Z-Z. And it just has all these different like cool vintage camera situations to it. And I like that it's like $6.99 for the year. I've had it for a couple of years. I got fed an ad for this app called Tezza.
Oh, I
keep
seeing
that. But that one's expensive, but I did love it when I had it. And the photo of Laura and I that's pinned to the top of our Instagram, I used Tezza to give that a little zhuzh.
Wow. Mm-mm, you're not going
anywhere. Something to know. The Goop Kitchen app, obviously. crucial.
I still only order it through Postmates.
What?
I know, it's a huge mistake.
You get points.
I know. I don't know what I'm thinking.
They've gamified the Goop Kitchen experience.
I know.
And then there'll be like all these random rewards.
Ugh, okay.
It's really
good. I'm downloading
good.
It now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm prioritizing a download.
Use my code.
Okay. Send it to me and I'll use your code.
I will. And then my newest.
What do you use for calendar?
Just Google Calendar.
Yeah.
Obviously, most importantly, I would say my most important app. It's a tie between Spotify and my Notes app. I do everything from the Notes app.
Yeah, you do a lot of things.
Whole life from Notes. Mm-hmm. It's like I make notes for this show. I make notes for my life. Every idea, every brainstorm, anything that comes into my head, I put in Notes app. Otherwise, it will leave. So Notes app is my life hack. But we both actually got a Restore 2 from the Osea night cream launch we went to.
The Hatch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that app is my newest app that I've been using.
Really?
I didn't get the subscription yet, but I do every night pick a new color.
To go.
To just be on while I read on my iPad.
Okay, I need to get into their color.
The color situation is beyond.
Because I thought I really would be like all about using the Hatch app. I did the trial, but like didn't ever transfer over to the subscription. But I have to have my alarm clock in a place where I have to get out of bed to turn it off, because I will just keep pushing snooze.
Right.
And I have to have, like, I can't have like a nice, beautiful alarm, because I'll just listen to it for 15 minutes until it ends.
Yeah, I use birds chirping right now.
So I need to have something that's annoying, mm-hmm. that gets me up. And even if I just push snooze once and get back in bed and then get up again for the final time, that's still a win.
Yeah.
So I'll try more of the colors. Really, the I wanted just a new chic alarm clock.
The colors are so fun. And then I heard red light is really good before you go to sleep. So I've been using a lot of the red option.
Let me show you a thing that I learned from the Andrew Huberman, Rick Rubin episode. Oh. Huberman Labs featuring Rick Rubin. It was a good episode of his podcast. Rick Rubin at 6 p.m.
Turns it red.
Turns it all red. All screens become red. And he... There's a hack that you can do for your phone where if you click the home button 3 times in a row, it'll turn your phone red. You have to set it up in your settings, but he turns everything red.
Oh, it just changed to something in mine.
Yeah. I think the 3 clicks is something for some people.
Okay.
But I've been meaning to get in more red life.
Okay.
It's like, you should not have any blue light past like dusk.
That's true. The Restore 2 from Hatch is like this alarm clock that you can change, as we said, to all these different colors, and it's through the app. And then there's all these sounds. It's like outdoor sounds or water sounds or singing bowl sounds or whatever. Choose your own adventure. It's kind of cool. I really like it a lot. Like, it's a very beautiful thing to have in your bedroom, but I just wish that it could like link to my Spotify also. You know?
Mhm.
That's my only note.
Yeah, or that you could upload sounds to it.
Yeah, but I guess that's what I have an Apple Home. So I have them both.
It is weird that the Hatch doesn't have Bluetooth compatibility.
I wish that the Apple Home and the Hatch could combine into like a cool color experience.
Weird that they did that.
Yeah. It seems limiting.
Yeah, but otherwise I like looking at it. I've used the features for 2 days and then I was just like, like it's an alarm clock now.
Yeah, no, red light. There's all that you could have it. There's these settings where it will start at one color and then move to one color, move to another color. That's really cool. It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, I mean, I like they have like a soft, like they can wake you up with like gradual light, but they also have like a soft like stretch in bed wake up thing. They have like someone that will like be like, get up now, like blah blah blah, like kind of be harsh to you but like tough love. But all those to me are like gimmicky kind of. For me, it's like they don't move the needle. If I'm in snooze mode, I'm gonna fucking snooze.
True.
Yeah.
Very that. I think those are all my favorites at this moment in time.
Have you ever used the Shop app? Have you seen that online?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I use that.
I use that too. But how? I've never used the rewards like cash. That
I have. I bought a I bought a shower curtain from, what's that brand that I like? With the sheer shower curtains. Yeah. I bought a second one from them, but nice. Then it ended up being the wrong color, so I had to.
You know what's nice about the red light too is that it makes me not want to look at my phone because everything's red, and then you're just like,
ugh. I need to do that. Yeah, the Shop app is great, and somehow I don't know how it did this, but it's linked to the address, so now I see like everything that's coming.
Yeah, so even if I make an Amazon order, it will track that. Yeah. Things that I have on subscription, like Tony's food that I pay for, that is tracked through Shop app. Like, so it just culls every order and then gives you updates on every single thing that you've ordered and tracking returns. Information. Yeah, so it's like, it actually is a really good app.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Anyway, I love that one. I forgot about her.
Do you ever go on like sprees of downloading specific kinds of apps?
I was in a place of trying to manage my phone time. So I got some apps for that. Never used them.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded the Rocket app. I never used that. So like money management.
Oh, yeah.
I had downloaded a bunch of different apps that would add subtitles to videos.
Mm-hmm.
Tried a bunch of the free trials. I don't remember what my favorite one was or not. There was another one that like different alternatives to Linktree.
Okay.
Tried those for a little bit. There's a bunch on here that I don't even know what they do, but they're here. Oh, an app that has really taken LA by storm is Too Good To Go. Do you know this one?
Mm-mm.
So it's in a lot of different cities, but basically it's all various restaurants and bakeries that have excess product at the end of the day, and you can buy bags of product. It's like mystery bag of like pastries or pizza or whatever the case may be. And it's really cool.
But they won't tell you what it is?
Not usually. But I mean, if it's a bagel shop, you know it's going to be bagels. If it's a pizza place, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool. But it's always like the surprise bag. And people, like a friend of mine lives with roommates, and one of her roommates gets it like all the time. So they always have something like fun and exciting in the kitchen.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it's really affordable, and it's a fun way to try things, but it's very carb laden. So it's not really like an all the time thing in my mind.
IMDb. I use that one a lot.
I'm desktop for IMDb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to like look up the cast of some program you're watching or see what a director is done.
Yeah. Always. I think that what I've learned today is that I have a very, well, I've known this. My need to scroll is alive and well, but I am saddened by how much the phone does and how much I rely on it.
Yeah.
It's just a little overwhelming.
It's also crazy to have grown up with no phone.
We're so lucky.
And then all of a sudden, like as of 2007, we suddenly had access to like a mini computer.
All the time. In our pocket. Yeah.
Like we played the Oregon Trail when it was like black and green on a screen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, something to think about.
Carmen Sandiego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
CD-ROM life.
Floppy Kid disks. Picks.
What was that?
Kid Picks. It was one of the first CD-ROMs I had on Apple. It was like you could draw.
Interesting.
I think it was called Kid Picks. I'm pretty sure.
I probably yeah. used that. Also, there was like Reader Rabbit, I think, was like a typing game, maybe.
My favorite computer game was called Dino Park Tycoon. And you...
Like Jurassic Park?
Not really. It was... You were building an amusement park. It was probably like kid version of Sims.
Mm-hmm.
You were building an amusement park for dinosaurs.
Wow.
Like that they were just inhabiting it. Like they were cartoon
they
dinosaurs.
Were the client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the employees.
The customer.
Yeah. And okay. also, and they were working the shifts and all of that. But I was a tycoon. Like I was. It was my entrepreneurship.
A young
chip.
CEO.
Yeah. I was making herstory, you know? Mm-hmm. Girl bossing at a
we
very young age.
It.
Yeah.
I'll bet they probably have an app now that's that too.
That would be cool. It came out in 1993, and it says players run a theme park with dinosaurs as its main attraction. The goal of the game is to care for the dinosaurs while keeping the park clean, organized, and well-maintained.
That seems difficult to do.
It was a challenge.
When you're building roller coaster rides for dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I liked it. Very multitasking. It was a lot.
I love that.
It was the best. Guys, thank you very much for joining us today on this real mixed bag of a haul.
Mm-hmm. What apps are we missing?
I want app Rex too. If you're listening on Spotify, you guys can comment below.
Yeah.
And tell us. Or you can always contact us via the info below in the show notes.
And until next time,
stay niche.
Bye.
Bye.
Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shanehalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you love today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok at this_is_too_niche.
One of my favorite big ticket investment items is from Higher Dose. From infrared sauna blankets to PEMF mats, their science-backed tech helps you sweat and recharge and glow like never before. I am such a fan. I truly lie on my PEMF mat every night. I also love my sauna blanket. They are just incredible items. And because you're a Too Niche listener, you get 15% off your order with code NICHE15 at checkout. So head over to higherdose.com, use code NICHE15, and elevate your wellness routine today.